The list of World Heritage Sites compiled by the United Nations is a bit longer now because of a newly added swamp. The Okefenokee Swamp straddles part of the border between Georgia and Florida. It's been recognized for its universal value to humanity. And it now joins other iconic places on the list, like the Great Barrier Reef in Australia and the Taj Mahal in India. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Jillia Magtoto takes us to the swamp.
Boating on a water trail into the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge is like going back in time.
Not going to have cell phone service. You don't even see the glow of the cities.
Josh Howard was raised in nearby Charlton County, one of four Georgia and Florida counties where the refuge sits. It's peaceful here, and he likes it that way.
It's just a really dark, quiet spot. You're not going to hear trains or cars.
Just our boat, which causes alligators to slink away and frightens a green heron.
When they get nervous, a green mohawk comes up on the top of their head.
Though the swamp never gets completely quiet.
The swamp has its own sounds and music that it plays going to bed and when you're waking up. It's just different things, you know. You may hear wild turkeys in the uplands in the mornings, and then at night you've got barred owls and pig frogs and everything else.
After we cut the engine about 2 miles in, we're gliding on dark water, reflecting pine trees like black glass.
The canal we're on right now is the Suwannee Canal.
Yeah, there's a turtle there.
Cue the swamp music of crickets and frogs. This is the sound of a swamp so big, it's twice the size of all five boroughs of New York City. It's the largest subtropical freshwater wetland left in the entire Northern Hemisphere. It was spared from major development because the swamp is elevated and its water doesn't drain easily, creating a unique ecosystem.
This is almost exactly how it was hundreds of years ago.
Hunter Barber's family has been here for 7 generations. He's also on the boat and works for Okefenokee Swamp Park. He says the number of visitors has slowed in recent years.
We've had folks from all different nationalities come out. When COVID hit, that's never really bounced back.
But now he's hopeful. On Saturday, the United Nations Committee officially listed the swamp as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, alongside Yosemite, the Everglades, and the ruins at Pompeii.
We're able to share it with other folks and get a chance to tell our story about why we think this place is so special.
A new Okefenokee partnership formed last year across the three towns where you can enter the swamp. One of those towns is Waycross. Its tourism manager, Patrick Simmons, says a few new hotels and a handful of chain restaurants are already popping up.
The year before last, we had a Fairfield Inns open, and then we've got two new Wawas in town, which is, you know, pretty significant. And I got to feel like some of that is driven by the designation.
But UNESCO Vice Chair and Director of Culture Mike Robinson says that the development has to be balanced against the real purpose of the designation.
The bottom line of the World Heritage Convention is it's not about attracting tourists, it's about protecting the heritage.
Our swamp guide and Okefenokee local, Josh Howard, doesn't think that will be an issue.
I don't think we're going to be an Orlando or anything.
But he does want to see more visitors. And he says if the UNESCO listing gets more people to see this quiet, dark, last of its kind, watery corner of the world, that's good. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Magtoto in the Okefenokee.